This podcast replay is brought to you by Orvieto's Awards and More. For 35 years, providing everything from plaques to laser and UV printing. They do all their engraving and printing in-house for quality control. Call Charles at 305-949-8098 or visit them at orvietosawards.com. Orvieto's Awards and More, where recognition is rewarding.
You know what I did find kind of funny was Joel Embiid. Why? Because Joel Embiid was complaining about too many Knicks fans at the Sixer games. And it's, you know, it's interesting because sometimes we have that here, but we're a transient town. LA and Miami are a little different cities than any other cities in the country, because LA and Miami are the kind of cities that people move to from everywhere in the country and from parts of the world. We get more in Miami and LA than any other city, pretty much. And so it's very transient. And like, people like me are rare, born and raised in South Florida. Like, that shit just doesn't exist. But we get picked on a lot for, you know, sometimes other teams end up buying the tickets and being at our games and things like that. And it's funny how the other night, the Heat were winning and the Celtics fans were leaving in droves, right? There was still time left. But if it was Miami, then people would be, you know, picking on Miami. But they didn't say anything about the Celtic fans leaving. So then Joel Embiid last night, he said he was disappointed by the Knicks fans taking over in the Sixers arena. And he said, disappointed, Embiid told the reporters, I love our fans. I think it's unfortunate. I'm not calling them out, which he really is, but it's disappointing. Obviously, you've got a lot of Knicks fans that are down the road. I've never seen it. I've been here for 10 years. It kind of pissed me off, especially because Philly is considered a sports town. So they've always shown up. I don't think that should happen. It's not okay. So it's not okay for the fans to sell their tickets to Knicks fans that are probably offering a shitload of money to go, because they haven't had a good team in forever, and their team is pretty damn good. So they're offering money. So let me ask you something. So when the coach leaves your team because he's going to another team because it's better or they're giving him more money, or your player leaves in free agency to another team because they're offering more money, where's the loyalty there? I'm sick and tired of this whole loyalty bullshit, when there's no loyalty from owners, from players, from coaches, from agents. And so now you expect the fans. So you expect them to show up and buy tickets when you don't show up to play the games, Miami Heat. You expect them to not sell their tickets because they can make more money and it's better for their families, because you need your little fan in the seat, but that fan probably sold his ticket for twice, three times the amount of money that they paid for. And so maybe they can pay a couple of extra bills this week. You know, Embiid, maybe you don't have a problem, but others do, paying for heating oil and eggs and gas. You ass. So I love how they, like, we're supposed to be ultimately so, you know, dedicated to you, but the player will leave your ass in a heartbeat. The coach will leave your ass in a heartbeat. When they think it's greener pastures, they leave. So the Philly fan, the Miami fan, the Houston fan, whatever fan, if they feel like selling their tickets because somebody wants to buy that ticket at four, five, seven times the value, you're going to say that they shouldn't because of loyalty? Since when is there loyalty in pro sports? I've been talking about this for years now, because we have it like, oh, well, you know, they're not filling it in certain teams here in South Florida. Well, why should they? Well, why should we commit to the Marlins? They don't commit to anything. I'd rather go to Las Olas Boulevard, go have some fun, than waste my money on the Marlins. I'd rather go to South Beach. I'd rather go to the Keys. I'd rather go to a movie. I'd rather go to Top Golf. I'd rather go. I can come up with a thousand things to do. I could go see the Wallflowers. I can go see Social Distortion. I don't have to tolerate you. I mean, I bought the ticket. I can do whatever the hell I want with it. It's this disconnect. Like, you want fans to be loyal when you guys don't have any loyalty. Get the hell out of here. And in basketball, the sport that they take the most off, Jesus, you're not allowed to talk about loyalty, dude. You're not.